Coming up on today's show,
greatness is achieved through sacrifice, resilience, it's discipline, it's your faith. It's every single day you're waking up and choosing to rise with a greater purpose, to lead with integrity, and to pursue excellence in all areas of your life.
Peace be with you and Merry Christmas week. This is Catholic Sports Radio, located at the intersection of your faith life and sports life, and on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, YouTube, the SiriusXM app, and lots of other platforms. I am Bruce Wozniak, talking with Catholic guests who are current or former athletes, coaches, referees, umpires, clergy, administrators, and more, from the pro, amateur, and scholastic ranks, about the intersection of their faith life and their sports life. The show website is catholicsportsradio.net or catholicsportsradio.com. They will both get you to the same place. Be sure that you have signed up there for the free Catholic Sports Radio e-newsletter that gets sent out every Monday when a new episode of the show comes out. Social media for this show, Facebook, X, YouTube, and Instagram, all of which there are links for at the top of the website. I invite you to engage with me and the show through one or more of those. The Catholic Sports Radio community is the Facebook group whose members are both listeners and some past guests. There is no cost to join that. The quick way to find it is the big white button that is immediately below my picture near the top of the homepage of CatholicSportsRadio.net. I so enjoy hearing from listeners. Social media, as well as the website, all give you the opportunity to contact me, as does traditional email, which you can do through bruce@catholicsportsradio.net. Now on to my ministry moment for this episode. It is Christmas week, and on Thursday, there is not an NBA doubleheader, not even a tripleheader, but actually five games that will be played, with the first starting at 12 noon Eastern, and then games one after another going up until a tip-off at 10:30 p.m. Eastern time. The middle game sees Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors hosting the below 500 Dallas Mavericks and Cooper Flagg, who was supposed to be the savior for the franchise. In fact, there was preseason hype that made it as though, okay, everyone look to him now as the face of the league. Well, as their one-loss record indicates, that one player has not been able to help them overcome their losing ways from last season. We, however, as Catholic Christians, thanks to the birth of our Savior, have within us the ability to take on challenges, burdens. In the New Testament, 1 John chapter 5, verse 5 says, quote, "Who indeed is the victor over the world, but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God." Moving on now with this week's episode, my guest is an assistant coach for women's swimming and diving at Northern State University, plus she does triathlons and trains for ultra runs. Her coaching career ranges from high school and the club team to Dakota Sports and Fitness to a USA swim coach with a team in North Dakota and another later in South Dakota. She has also provided private coaching for collegiate athletes. During her master's program, she completed an internship at the University of Texas, coaching their youth Longhorns swim camp all summer and at the University of Kansas camp. As a student athlete, she competed for three seasons at the University of Mary after having been a varsity swimmer all 4 years of high school when she was a regional and state qualifier. Welcome to Catholic Sports Radio, Keely Lacina.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure, my pleasure. Keely, we have a lot to cover today, so let's get started by having you share where you were born and raised and what the family size was.
Yeah, for sure. I was born and raised out in Shakopee, Minnesota, and I come from a family with two boys and one other sister, and I'm a middle child in there.
Okay. And you told me in advance of this recording that you are, in fact, a cradle Catholic, but tell us about the presence of the faith in your household when you were a young girl.
Yeah, so we were obviously born and raised Catholic, and it was just that was our lifestyle. I would say more so than anything else was didn't matter what you did or anything, it was that you were Catholic. My parents did a very good job establishing that early on. We obviously did our daily, like going to mass, going to adoration and everything, but it was very present. We always had a nighttime prayer and we said our prayers before meals and things, and then we do family devotions. We have a family prayer as well. And so it was just kind of something that it wasn't separate, it was everything about us. So the Lacina family is Catholic, and that is just how we wanted ourselves to be known.
When you say we have a family prayer, do you mean family prayer time, or is it no, we actually have a prayer for our family?
Yeah, we actually have a family prayer. So there was a point in our family where we started being separate a lot. We weren't at home all the time for meals and things because of sports and stuff. And I remember sitting down in my classroom because we were all homeschooled. And my dad asked, he's like, I would like us to each pick a prayer, like your favorite prayer, and we are going to pick the best one, and it's going to be our family prayer. And so it would just be something to help strengthen us as a family unit. And so we pray the Memorare. That's our family prayer that got picked. It was really popular at Vacation Bible School that year. And so we liked it. And it's just kind of stuck for, I mean, it's been a good 20 years now that that's really just been very present in our family.
Whoa, whoa, what a cool initiative. And I take my hat off to your dad for initiating that and all of you for sticking with it. That's great. That's great to hear. You tipped me off to the fact that swimming was not your first sport. Share with the audience what you were participating in first before swimming stole your heart away. And for that matter, who or what interested you in sports in the first place? Never mind swimming specifically.
Yeah, so I guess to go with the latter part of that question, we were just a very competitive family. My mom and dad didn't want us just sitting around at home all day on our butts. So we needed to get out and do something athletically or academically, doesn't really matter what, but they wanted us to do something. So we were entered into sports very, very early on from like soccer, ballet, dance, gymnastics sort of deal. And we all kind of separated out to find our love of what we personally liked. I followed my sister's footsteps into the ballet world. I had a lot of homeschool friends who were in the same classes that I was in. And so it really was just a good community to be in. And I loved it. It was fun. It was very girly. You're in tutus. I mean, you're getting glitter and sparkles. It was everything a girl could dream, right? And so I really did enjoy ballet, but there was just this little bit inside of me that wanted more of a competitive drive. Ballet, you have that while competing for positions, like different dance spots, but it wasn't the same as going out and getting sweaty in sports. And so I did make a swap over to tennis, and it was just an easy transition, and I loved it. It was so much fun. But then I missed the movement and peacefulness with like the classical music part of ballet. And so I had done a little research and I'd heard a little bit about synchronized swimming, and I talked about it with my parents and we chatted about it for a little bit. And then somehow the conversation got swapped to competitive swimming, to back and forth. My dad had done it past, and so my older brother had also dabbled in it for I think like a season. And so I got signed up for the swim and dive team, the little club team in Shakopee.
At about what age were you at the time?
Like 11 years old at that
Okay,
point,
okay.
11, 12. I kind of was pretty late to the sport. Most people will start when they're 5, 6 years old, if not a little bit sooner in the competitive swim world. But came to it a little bit late. I wasn't very good to start out with. My swim coaches really, I remember my first banquet, they're like, we didn't think she would survive. We thought we were going to have to jump in the pool and save her. She was looking like she was drowning, but I found my footing pretty quickly. And then it just kind of took off for me.
Wow, what a cool story, especially that we thought we were going to have to jump in the pool, and now here you are all these years later, this decorated athlete and coach that I had this great introduction for. So that's amazing. And I mentioned in the intro that as a student athlete, you competed at the University of Mary. There was something there that you're involved with called Greatness Through Virtue. Explain what that was, as well as how that deepened your formation.
Yeah, so the University of Mary, they are very good about tying your Catholic identity into your athletics, in that you can't have one without the other, in that when you are an athlete, you're doing that to glorify God. You're Wow. using your talent to showcase God's gifts to you. And it was a really beautiful representation that we had with the school. And so they've created a program where you can actually go get your master's or add it on to your degree now and take classes for Greatness Through Virtue. When I was there in school, it was just kind of kicking off. And so we only had our one little class that you were required to take as an athlete there. And it just changed how I saw the sport in a way. I just found that it was a really good way to represent my faith within sports, and it helped provide that direction. Once you leave high school athletics, it's so hard to continue and have a purpose in college, especially when everyone's off having all this fun and you're trying to be serious, and it's almost not quite as much fun that you think as all these other kids are having. And so when you find a deeper meaning and a deeper purpose behind why you are waking up at 5 in the morning, why you are jumping into a freezing cold pool, it just helps you and it helps keep your faith in tune to your sport. So that's kind of what drew me to the University of Mary in the beginning, as well as was that program and hearing other athletes' experiences with that.
Now, did you go there on a swimming scholarship, or just walk us through your choice of going to the University of Mary?
Mm-hmm. So my brother had gone accepted out there, and then a lot of my friends and just people I knew back through the homeschool co-ops that I was a part of, they liked to go to the University of Mary because they are really good at putting Catholicism into its education, which is how I grew up. And so I wanted to continue that within my college education. And so that was what drew me academically. They also had an amazing nursing program, and I had early acceptance on into that based off of my dual credit classes from back in high school. So that's what drew me there originally. And then on top of that was the athletics. I loved their program. University of Mary was kind of being a headway in the NSIC at the time with their distance swimmers, and that was what I swam in high school, and I wanted to continue that. And so reaching out to the head coaches, everyone just had a really positive mindset, and there was no drama, there was no worries. Everyone wanted to be there and on that team. So that's really what drew me to going to the University of Mary, and then knowing that I'm not going to be looked down upon for talking about my faith or implementing my faith into my sports and my education, because I think that was what I needed to carry me throughout the rest of my life.
Now I'm going to pause, audience, for Keely's reaction, because I know she's going to have one when I say this. But in February of 2022, this is way back on episode 160, my guest was Father Craig Vosick, who is the chaplain for athletics at the University of Mary.
Craig Vosick is great. He was one of a kind. Wow. He helped me through a lot, actually. He helped me a lot through my back injury and everything, and just being an athlete out there. That was who ran our Greatness Through Virtue program. Wow.
Nice.
That's actually how I found out about your radio station.
Well, so you started to just mention this, so let's get back over on the sports side of the conversation. Your college swimming career was actually cut short by a significant back injury. You say that it forced you to rebuild your identity. I'm guessing that that means that you saw yourself as a swimmer first. That's what defined you. Walk us through what your mindset was before the injury, and then after, what that situation taught you.
Mm-hmm. So kind of to preface that, actually, when I was a college athlete, I didn't quite see myself as a swimmer. That wasn't my identity. Back in high school, I was taught through a lot of different faith camps that I went to, you need to have your identity in Christ first. And
right.
So my identity is always and always will be, I'm a child of God.
Okay.
Right. And so everything I do is for God and for my salvation. Right.
And let me interrupt you, because what I was anticipating was that you fell into the trap of students that go away to college and they're a decorated athlete, and all of a sudden what you just described becomes number two. It might even become number three, because all they know is, look at me, I'm a college athlete now. So good for you. Good for you that that's not the case. But please, please continue. Please continue. Yeah.
So I did suffer a really bad back injury with, I slid a few discs. I had some really bad sciatic nerve damage, and it just, I couldn't compete in the sport the level that I originally was capable of, and I needed time to heal my body. I just, I couldn't give it what I wanted to without a lot of pain. And so I ended up finishing out in 3 years instead of taking the four or like the five I could have with COVID. But I had to re-identify myself, because the way that I was giving glory to God and the way that I represented my faith was through being an athlete. Like, that was what, so not necessarily that it was my identity, but that is what I did to give glory. And so I had to find something different. I had to, in a way, I had to find my own new spiritual life. And how am I going to flourish that outside of being an athlete? Because I'm not going, and I'm not going to the gym quite as much. I'm not going to the pool and swimming laps. And so a lot of my prayer time actually disappeared, because I mean, as a distance swimmer, you've got to do something in your head. And so my dad had taught me, say the rosary. You're going back and forth, throw the rosary in there. Why would you not? It's easy time that you have nothing else on your mind besides hitting your pace to go say a prayer while you're doing it. And so it changed my entire routine as a human being. Wow. Because you're taking this massive portion away. And it was so easy to just focus on my prayer life or on my faith through being a distance swimmer, being an athlete, that now I'm like, wow, I'm a normal person. Like, I have all these added temptations into my life of things that I could do rather than pray, rather than focus on my faith and living my faith out through my day-to-day life. And so that was what I struggled with a lot, was what am I? Like, how am I going to carry that on without that? So that was kind of what I had to find once that injury kind of put that to an end right there.
Yeah. Wow. That's great testimony though. Great testimony. And friends, Keely says that faith shapes how she coaches, and she can back that up with some practical examples that are good teaching moments. Before I have her describe that, as well as I'm going to have her tell you, if you don't know already, what TLM is, Alliance Catholic Credit Union created Alliance Catholic Foundation to increase opportunities to minister to the community. If you are interested in promoting Catholic culture, become a friend of the foundation. When you join online, you will receive a welcome packet and have an opportunity to open an account with Alliance Catholic Credit Union. Learn more at alliancecatholicfoundation.org. Federally insured by NCUA. Do please be sure to tell them you heard about them on Catholic Sports Radio. As I said at the very beginning of today's episode, this is Christmas week, with this interview being released on December 22nd. People are frantically buying final gifts and or wrapping presents for members of their family, no doubt. Someone blessed me, this ministry, in the form of a financial gift, although they asked to remain anonymous. As I get ready for a challenging Christmas emotionally as a result of it being my first without my father, it really touched my heart that this donor included a note that said that they were doing it, quote, in honor of your number one fan, your dad, who I believe is getting as many saints and angels as he can to listen to each episode with him, end quote. A real blessing for sure, and I'm truly grateful to that individual for the gift and those nice intentions. We are less than 2 months away from this show turning 7 years old, every week without missing once, and yet I still do not get any income for doing this, which means that a Christmas gift in the form of financial support from listeners and guests provide much-needed help for all the expenses that go with operating Catholic Sports Radio on and off the air, what with me doing this all by myself and otherwise having to try to find some way out of my own pocket to cover all of those costs. So whether in the giving spirit of the Christmas season or simply because you enjoy Catholic Sports Radio and find value in what I do each week, you believe in this ministry, you like this mix of faith and sports, and do indeed feel that this ministry is helping your faith life, and you too want to show your support, I ask you to prayerfully consider making a financial gift. Just as the individual who I am thanking did, you too can utilize the blue Donate to CSR button on the homepage of CatholicSportsRadio.net. That is fast, easy, and secure, and will allow you to use a credit card, debit card, or even PayPal to send in your contribution. If you would rather send a check through the mail instead of putting a credit card number online, you can write to me via bruce@CatholicSportsRadio.net for details on getting your financial gift to me that way. Regardless of which of those two methods you use, as you are hearing me do with the individual that sent in a contribution along with that nice personalized note, when guests or listeners make a financial gift to my ministry, with your permission, I will happily say your name on an upcoming episode of the show to express my gratitude as a public thanks for supporting Catholic Sports Radio. Or, as some have asked me to do, just like you're hearing this week, you can choose to direct me to keep it anonymous. I'm grateful for your prayerful consideration as to this form of tithing to help me continue on in my walk with Christ and all of you through this ministry of faith and sports. Keely, before all that, I mentioned that you say that faith shapes how you coach. Let's break this into two parts. Tell us first about holding yourself to what you expect from your athletes.
Yeah, so I think it's really important to remember what it's like to be an athlete, your plate that you have. You've got your training, you've got your stretching, like your scheduled training, and then your own personal recovery time. You've got your nutrition to think about. You've got your spiritual life to think about. You have your academics to think about. And so to me, remembering everything that my athletes have on their plate is the utmost importance to being able to coach them. Because if I forget about them having a test on Wednesday or something, then I'm pushing them in the pool and I just say one wrong thing that just spirals them into a deep hole. Like, I don't want to be a coach that doesn't respect everything that they are doing. And so I hold myself to that, where I remember my own things that I've got going on and I stay on top of all those things. So I like to stay busy. I'm still getting my master's, so I'm still in school. But even more so, I get in the pool and I swim the same sets. I go to the gym and I lift weights. I go to Pilates or something just to make sure that I'm also moving my body and remembering that psychological experience of what is it like to have to push my boundaries physically in order to achieve this higher level that I'm asking my athletes every single day to be able to do. So when I say that I expect the same of myself that I expect of them, it's I try to mimic that lifestyle as best as I can. And when I graduate and I'm done with my master's, my expectation is I'm still going to continue learning about my faith. I'm going to still learn about my sport, and setting aside that educational time while I also set aside that time for physical strength.
Yeah, as much as you're together with them in a swimming environment, in an athletic environment, the fact is it's a bunch of human beings who have all those things going on in their life that you just described. And oh, right now, we just all have in common that we're here for swimming, you know, but I take my hat off to you that you do acknowledge that, hey, except that person over there just lost the part-time job that they have, and I know they're very distracted and they're scrambling with that. I got to go easy on that athlete, you know, or this person over here. And you're remembering everything that you're not just focusing on swimming. You're recognizing, hey, these are human beings and they have other factors that I have to consider other than just talking about swimming, swimming, swimming.
100%. Yeah, it's so important to help them grow spiritually as well as that athletic portion.
So I said that we were going to break that into two parts, meaning faith shaping how you coach. Part two of that is your view of coaching as a vocation. Explain that.
Mm-hmm. So I guess it goes down to what a vocation really truly is, and it's doing something for someone else, like to glorify someone else. And so that my vocation is I'm taking whatever skills and gifts God gave me to glorify him. So it's the same as being an athlete, except for now my vocation is to coach. And so it's about service. It's not about me. It's about doing something for someone else. And so that's big in my world of coaching. But It was something you just sit down and you kind of discern. It's the same way as you go and you discern marriage or you discern the religious life. You have to sit down and really pray about it and ask God, is this a role that you want me in? Because you can't guide other people every single day, multiple times a day, if he doesn't want you there to begin with. And so when I say I think coaching is a vocation, it's really that calling to serve, guide, and really shape other people with a purpose.
Well, and there's also an element of humility in there, in knowing that it's not about me. People aren't coming to the swim meets to watch me coach. People, when he was with the New England Patriots, people didn't watch Patriots games because they wanted to see Bill Belichick coach on the sidelines. In the heyday of the Chicago Bulls, people didn't buy tickets to go to Bulls games so they could watch Phil Jackson coach. So I do love that there is an opportunity to demonstrate humility by saying, this is not about me. I'm here to help these athletes, and I'm going to give glory to God for the experience he's given me, the knowledge that he's given me, what I'm able to pass along to these athletes, and let them shine.
100%.
There's something you told me in the lead up to this conversation that really stood out. You said, greatness is not accidental. Take us through that.
Yeah, so greatness isn't accidental in the way that I view it as greatness is achieved through sacrifice, resilience, it's discipline, it's your faith. It's every single day you're waking up and choosing to rise with a greater purpose, to lead with integrity, and to pursue excellence in all areas of your life. And so to me, that's what really sums it up, is that you're not born great. I mean, yes, you're born amazing in your mother's eyes and you do no wrong and she loves you endlessly. And it's the same with Jesus. And we are put on this path of life that we have a choice to choose greatness. It's a choice to not sin or to sin. And so in my eyes, I think it's a purposeful. You don't just try. You try every single day through every single action and through every word that you say.
Well, and similarly in sports, you can recognize that you have been blessed with great talent, but if you don't nurture that talent, if you don't practice, if you don't work at it, it's not going to manifest itself into Tom Brady woke up and happened to be the best quarterback of all time. You know, there's hours and hours and days and months and years of practice and hard work that goes into it. So it's not accidental. You're right. You don't just wake up and say, hey, look at this. God made me great. Well, he made us all great because he made us in the image and likeness of himself. But there's still work to be done.
100%. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I promised I would have you share this. So for those that don't know, explain what TLM stands for, but also what attracted you to it.
Yeah, so TLM is the traditional Latin mass. So I want to say when I was like 6 years old, my family swapped from going to just your typical little mass to the extraordinary form. And so I grew up in Minnesota and my dad just was watching so much happening in the state and then all throughout the world. And he's like, we need to find the true foundation of Catholicism and how to represent that in the mass that we are going to. And so he made that swap. Prior to, I'd gone with him a few times to St. Agnes out in Minnesota, and I just loved the reverence of it. Don't get me wrong, when we changed parishes, I pushed and fought them so much because you're leaving your friends and you're entering this whole new world. And it came with a lot of change. It changed the way you dress. It changed the way you talk, the way you act. And it changes your morals and your values as a Catholic. But it strengthened it. And it made it so very clear of right from wrong. And so that's why I like to stick with it. I unfortunately don't have access to a traditional Latin mass out here in Aberdeen. But every time I go home, I go to Church of All Saints with my parents. And so that's where I go for that. But I love how just you go into mass and it's not anything about you. You're going in and it's all about the mass itself, going and being present with the Eucharist. And there's just an unspoken reverence, but beauty that you just feel the second you can walk into some of these churches and you sit down in your pew and you're like, wow, it feels like true faith. It feels like Catholicism, the way you are truly meant to worship Christ, not anything about the craziness of people around you or being able to understand every single word that they're saying, because it's Latin. You have to know it. We took the time as kids to learn Latin itself, but you have to read the book and follow along. And so it keeps you focused and centered on the Mass and not worried about the things around you. So there's benefits to both. And I just personally have found that I like that the best. And I feel that I am living my faith the best while I go to the traditional Mass.
Love it. Love it. Mm-hmm. I want to close by putting a nice bow on all of this, everything that we've talked about. You had made a statement to me in preparation for our interview where you said, quote, "My faith has always been the foundation of who I am, not separate from sport, but woven directly into how I train, work, and lead," end quote. First, I want to commend you because we've heard you talk the talk and walk the walk throughout our conversation today. But second, I just want to give you an opportunity to reinforce that however you want with anything you have not had a chance to say up to this point.
Yeah, you know, it's my faith is everything and it's who I am. I have no identity without God, without my faith. And so from picking my relationship and from deciding my vocation to the things I post on social media or the clothes that I put on, even down to like the coffee I pick out that day, it's all based off of my faith and off of that foundation of the spiritual life of, is this going to be sinful? Is this leading me to like gluttony? Or is this leading me down a path of more temptation? Everything I do every single day, I'm not perfect, don't get me wrong, but I try my absolute hardest to keep the faith at the forefront and solidify then my life. And it helps when I am at this younger age, right? I'm only 23. And so it helps a lot knowing that these choices I'm making now will be the right choices because I'm doing it with God and I'm not doing it because I want to do it, doing it because He wants me to do it. And so it just solidifies everything that I do. I don't know, just the way I've always lived my life, the way my dad has told me to live my life, same with my mom and how it's my siblings do it as well.
So good. So good. Keely, wonderful to have you on the show. Thank you so much for making time to be on Catholic Sports Radio. God bless you and your family. And please, a very Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you too. Thank you.
My pleasure. My pleasure. And audience, it's fitting that we close this week's episode with one of our prayers for coaches. So let's do that together right now in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
From 1 Chronicles 17, "So Nathan told David, 'Do all that is on your heart, for God is with you.' Father, help me coach my players in a way that develops confidence and enables them to compete at their best. Help me encourage them to do all that is in their hearts. Amen."
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks so much for listening. This is Catholic Sports Radio. Find more at catholicsportsradio.net, as well as on Facebook, X, and Instagram. It is at Cath Sports Radio on all those, C-A-T-H, at Cath Sports Radio. I'm Bruce Wozniak, wishing you all a very Merry Christmas. And remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's that it's Jesus that you always choose.